Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in. Hi. Let's go.
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Holla! It is great to be back on the Everyday Saturday podcast. Welcome back, champion. Let's dive right into it. What's your calling? What is your calling? You know you've been called. We've all been called to do something. Are you doing what it is that you've been called? And that is the topic of today's Everyday Saturday podcast. It's Sam Crowley, host of the show. Quit my job May 6, 2005 for all the new listeners out there. Been doing this podcasting probably 15 years or so. And kind of enjoying it, man, connecting with so many amazing people all around the world. Would love to connect with you. As far as I know, I'm the only dude that actually talks to anybody on the phone anymore. Go ahead, set up your 30-minute call, your power call when you're ready to launch your dream. What have you been called to do? And let's strategize. Get that thing going. Go to launchwithsam.com. Launchwithsam.com. I'm going to give you multiple choice, and there's two questions, okay? So, pretty easy test. I love multiple choice. I always guess C, and I usually, about 50% right. There is no C. There's only A or B, okay? So here's your multiple choice. You know you've been called to do something great in this lifetime before you take your last breath. As we talk about on the show a lot, we like statistics here. I'm a real cerebral guy. You know how smart I like to get. 10 out of 10 people die. So if we know that going into this life, and we know that we've been called to do something pretty freaking amazing, and we know that everything is figure-outable along the way, all the tech stuff, how to do this and do that, what we really need to do is get our you-know-what in gear. So are you going to focus on, A, here's your first choice, what you've been called to do in this life, or B, the circumstances, your current circumstances that are preventing you from doing it? Which one are you going to focus on? A, once again, class, your calling in this lifetime, the amazing thing that only you can do, or B, your current circumstances that you believe are preventing you from actually doing that. So let's dissect this multiple choice quiz, friends, and decide once for all at the end of this podcast which answer is the correct one, okay? So if we focus on B, let's go in reverse order. B, your current circumstances, your finances, your relationships, your mindset, it's really your knowledge. It really comes down to a couple things. Knowledge and finances, I find, is why people, and confidence you could throw in there, but confidence is really experience. Let's throw that in there too. Your lack of experience, well, that goes back to knowledge too, because you get knowledge once you get experience. Kind of see how this thing is going already, you know. Everybody is afraid of failure, but the only way you gain wisdom is by failing. The only way I've ever found out that you've gained any wisdom is by actually failing. So the very thing that you're afraid to do is the very thing that's going to give you the wisdom and the confidence, because when you get confidence, you get that through wisdom. Like, if you're not afraid to do something anymore, it means you've already done it once and you know there's really not much to fear. Riding a roller coaster. I went to Kings Island. My daughter's 2013. We got season passes. And I said, man, I'm going to get over this fear of roller coasters I've got. And it started at Cedar Point, Ohio in 1980. I was in the sixth grade and John Sandy took all of us in the neighborhood. Seven kids. His dad took us for his... John was 2 years older than me, so he would have been going into... I'd been going into seventh grade. He's going into ninth grade. Took all the kids in the neighborhood, seven of us, to Sandusky, Ohio from Bradford, PA. And it was an amazing trip. And I'd never ridden on a roller coaster. And the first one we rode on was called the Corkscrew. You can kind of get a vision of that. Old wooden roller coaster. It's 1980. And I was afraid of heights, man. I'm still afraid of heights. Like, I remember I went up to the World Trade Center for the first time in New York, the Empire State Building. I wouldn't even get close enough to the glass to look down because it freaked me out. So we go, and John's like, hey, Sam, come on. Let's go. Let's get in. I'm like, oh. So I immediately start heading to the back of the roller coaster, and John goes to the very front seat. He goes, no, dude, the only way we ride roller coasters is the front seat. That kind of like where I got that. We're riding the front seat of the roller coaster of life, baby. So I'm like, dude, I'm 12 years old. You know, I'm like, oh, wow. Ooh. So I got in there, and the worst part about it, and I still remember it, was the old clickety-click of the wooden roller coaster going to the top, and it felt like we were going up this thing forever. And we finally get to the top, and I'm like, I'm dead. Died at 12. Who would have thought that my life ended 1968 to 1980? I was seeing my tombstone right then. And that sucker went down the other side, and my stomach was up in my eyeballs. And if you've ever had that feeling, you know what I'm talking about. And ever since then, I've been deathly afraid of roller coasters. And I had to pretend like I had a good time. Like, oh, my God, it's great. Oh, and I just wanted to cry, go home, and you know, like hug my mom. So 2013, fast forward some 33 years, and I went back to Kings. I went to Kings Island with my kids. We got season band. I went on the Diamondback, the Beast, all these roller coasters. And I said, screw it, man. I'm getting over this fear. And wouldn't you know, I did. Now I love them. I absolutely love roller coasters. Through that crazy, silly story, I gained wisdom that roller coasters aren't to be afraid. You know, they're built pretty good. Every now and again, I guess you see on the news. Of course, you never see on the news the millions of times people ride them and it goes well. You see the one time over in Germany or something, one went off the track. My point being this, when you decide to go for this calling that you have on your life, you're going to gain knowledge and you're going to gain wisdom and you're going to gain confidence. You have all the reasons to do it. But your current circumstances have you living in fear, lack of faith, you failed before, you're a failure, which of course is not true. Failure is a verb, it's not a noun. Nobody is a failure in life, nobody. I would argue that people that I know who have failed the most, there's only a couple reasons that either they're a success because they failed or they continue failing because why? Because those of us that don't learn from history are doomed to repeat it. So if you've continually banged your head against a wall doing something the wrong way, why would you continue doing it the same way? That is on you. You're not a failure. You're just continuing to try things that you know aren't going to work. Sometimes we self-sabotage just to prove, I knew I was right. I knew it wouldn't work. I knew it wouldn't. And in some crazy way, we feel better. Like, I knew that wouldn't work, so I tried it again. Okay, well, that's kind of insane. So let's get back to it. Don't focus on the circumstances that you currently have, because if that were the case, nobody would ever try anything, okay? There wouldn't be any work-at-home mom that would go out there and try to build some digital e-course. There wouldn't be any dude out there that goes and launches his own janitorial service or builds a building or anything like that. You know where I'm going with this, right? If failure and fear and your current circumstances were a good enough reason as to why you wouldn't get going, then nothing would ever be invented. Nothing. I mean, this podcast, what you wouldn't be able to listen to, because Steve Jobs, who got kicked out of Apple and then came back and all the failure, his story is well documented. By the way, it's a pretty friggin' amazing story, man. I watched the documentary about him and Bill Gates on Netflix. It was pretty wild. I mean, we all kind of know their stories, but you never really, someone always does a documentary or writes a book, and it always goes like one level deeper. And it's really fascinating how these men and women, and I accentuate women, because I talk to a lot of women who booked that call. Amazing. I mean, freaking amazing women. And as the father of four daughters, I'm always intrigued because I get more jacked up. And they're like, oh my God, Sam, it's so nice talking to you. I'm like, no, you don't get it. I've got four daughters at home. I'm going to be interrogating you like a hostage, man, because you're successful. You're amazing. You listen to a podcast. I want my daughters to be all of that and more with their life. Like, I want my daughters to be amazing, amazing adult women, life changers, world changers. Okay. So when women book the call and I talk to them, I'm always inspired as the father of four girls. But let me get back. There's so many inspiring men and women out there. You can be the next one. You will be the next one. It's not even up for debate. You will be the next one. The only thing standing between you and actually having that success that you want is that crazy story that you keep telling yourself every single day of why you can't have that. You know, and I'm not some prosperity preacher or something like that. I do believe, though, that God has given you a calling. And the only reason, one of the only reasons you haven't accepted that calling is because you're focused on your current circumstances. And that is a lie. It is a lie from the enemy who is only good at one thing, and that is lying. It's that inner voice in your mind telling you that just because of fill in the blank, man, alcoholic parents, abused, bankruptcy, divorce, whatever narrative you want to put in there as a reason why that you can't realize the success that you want in this life. That is a lie from the enemy placed in your mind to make sure that you don't succeed, because the enemy knows that if he lets go of you and you do succeed, that you're going to add value to the world and it's going to be a better place. And that is bad news for him. Does that make sense? So focus on what you actually have been called to do and gain a little wisdom. You know, get out there and get scrape up your knees, get dirty, man. We all got to slip and fall and get the scrapes and the burns and all that stuff, but you're going to gain the wisdom. You know, you ride the bike, you fall. You ride the bike, you fall. You scrape. I mean, remember, I've taught all my kids how to ride their bike. I don't know what's going to happen with Susan, man. That's going to be wild when she finally gets her first bike. But when I remember teaching my kids, man, they ran into mailboxes, fell over on the curb, knocked a couple teeth out, trying to rollerblade of all things. That was the craziest damn story you ever heard in your life. But, you know, all of them got back up and learned how to do the very thing they were afraid to do because they never gave up. And we don't ever lose that as an adult that we had as a child. It's kind of down under all these layers of negativity and that story from the enemy. So my push to you today is to focus on what you've actually been called to do, and don't focus on your current circumstances that you might believe is the reason why it's preventing you from doing it. Because that's a lie. You can always get started. You know, yeah, if you got 100 grand in a checking account, sure, you got an advantage over somebody else. But you don't have a long-term advantage. You only have a short-term advantage over somebody who has less money than you right now to get started. Because once the race gets started, it's the person who's in it to win it that succeeds. It's not the person who had the nicest shoes or just trained the best or is in the best shape. It's in the person who's in it for the long run is the one that always wins. And that's you. So get that long-term. It always starts with your passion. Pick something you already know what it is that you're passionate about and get going. And if you don't know, that's fine. You know, we'll work on that when we talk. Don't worry about it. Go to launchwithsam.com, book a call. I want to talk to you. I want to help you get through this, because what I don't want you to do is to not follow your calling because you believe your current circumstances are holding you back. That's a lie from the enemy. That's a lie from the enemy. You got that? All right, let's get after it. Have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter @SamCrowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag #EveryDayIsSaturday.